You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
Well, warm greetings, my creative friends. We are back. It is the Write Songs You Love podcast, and it is February 29th, which is an unusual day. And it's unusual because it only comes up every 4 years. It's a very rare thing. So it, by default, feels very special today. Feels like the uniqueness of something only coming around every once in a while makes it feel more noteworthy. And I wanted to kind of use that as an analogy to what we're going to talk about today. And we're following up from last week with the whole asking better questions, or just looking at how we can really increase a lot of depth in our relationships, in our lives, by taking some time to just think about some questions that dig a little deeper, or maybe just want to know a little bit more than just the surface every day, how you doing, how's the weather. So what we're going to get in today, and I actually want to read a response that somebody in the community posted to what I put in the Facebook group when I made the prompt last week. So last week I posted this exactly word for word. It says, if you want deeper, better, and more interesting answers, ask deeper, better, and more interesting questions. And then I put the question saying, what are your favorite questions to ask others? Today's episode dove headfirst into it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. So that's how last week was framed when I shared the episode. And I got some lovely answers, and one by Prin I wanted to share. I actually wanted to have Prin come on this episode. Didn't work out for this week, but we'll definitely have to get her on another time. But for the time being, I want to read this answer because it really leads so nicely into what I wanted to get into today. And so Prin says, this is so interesting because I recently began to think about this in my interpersonal communication style. I feel like I'm pretty outgoing and social, so I have great conversations both in person and online. It made me wonder about quality over quantity lately. And a lot of it led to the types of questions I could ask within a conversation to sort of stay smaller in the topic and allow a person and myself to share more deeply. It's so easy to go off on tangents or recall an old story, etc. And I have found that if I really actively listen, I can almost always find a question that helps me feel more connected. And I want to say that one more time. And I have found that if I really actively listen, I can almost always find a question that helps me feel more connected. I love that. And I will come back to that. But I'm going to keep going here. She says, this is a recent focus, something I am working on. But creatively, it ties into so many things because it allows me to make deeper connections to emotions and triggers and intentions and points of view that are not my own. We're always talking and building relationships personally and professionally, and I think actively listening for what else you can ask as opposed to how to react or reply is probably a great way to approach interactions. Bam! Thank you, Prin. I love this answer so much, and there's so much here. And so today, building off of last week where I had a post in the picture that said, ask better questions, today is more about listening, you know, once you've done that, listening for even better questions. Because there's quite a bit of magic in the follow-up, the second question. And what I mean by that is, you know, if I ask you a question and you respond, it can just kind of end there. I can just be like, oh, okay, great, see you later. And that stays very much at the surface. But if I ask you a question and you reply, and I'm really listening and I think about something to do with your answer that makes me want to know even more, be like, hey, like you mentioned you do this or you did this. Can you explain a bit about more about that? Or like, what was the experience like for you? Or, you know, why did you choose to do that? That's that second question, that second follow-up, where if you go there, that other person will give you so much more, and there's a lot more room to feel connected in here. And there's kind of a trust that comes up between the two of you. And through that, there's something pretty magical when you can just listen and not try to have an agenda of what you're trying to say. Then new questions will kind of pop up, and it's a fun surprise for yourself and for the other person to be responding to. And in that, I think those are kind of the ingredients that really make a conversation or any kind of communication trade really enjoyable and fulfilling, and feels like, wow, people don't usually ask me that kind of stuff. A lot of the time, what can happen, and you know, there's lots of different kinds of listening, but I can think of two that really kind of dominate. And oftentimes there's listening in a conversation for our window to talk. So basically visually watching and kind of listening to their story or what they're sharing, but more so to when they just stop talking. And then it's like, oh, there's my window. This is my chance to jump in and go. The two different angles may not always align. They may not actually be on the same page. It can be, you know, I can be waiting. Sometimes I have in mind what I want to say next, and I'm holding so hard to that in my mind that I'm not even really listening to you. So I'm just watching the signal that when you stop, here's my time to launch in, which can happen very easily. And it's a very subconscious thing that don't always recognize that we can do. I know I have done it, and it feels awful. And looking back on it, I'm like, oh man, why did I do that? But sometimes it can feel in conversations, depending where it is too. I think in day to day, if you're with your friends and family, depends on the relationships you have. But some of you out there who happen to do music for a career or are in the music industry, sometimes when you're meeting people, it feels like you kind of have to bully your way, or not bully your way, but like kind of barge your way into conversations and really look for those windows to jump in and chat with people in networking situations, which feels weird. You know, it's a funny, funny and uncomfortable sometimes place to be to try to find out how you get heard. So that's a whole different thing. But like, again, going back to what Prin's saying, is there's this other idea of listening. So it's listening just to listen, without any agenda, you know, letting go of anything that you're waiting to say, and just really sitting there and absorbing. And after someone has told you something, even just allowing a bit of space to marinate in what they've just said, and to sit with like, do I feel full with what I just got? Or do I have more questions? Is there something that I'm still curious about that I want to know? So anyways, why is this all important? It is the kind of thing that, again, the questions, asking better questions for sure is a great, great way to increase this depth. But it's when it's partnered with this follow-up listening, active listening, as Prin says, and reiterating back, just going that second level, that's where things really, it's a partnership between those two. And the depth of conversations and the quality of the conversation really increases. And where this becomes applied as you, as songwriters, you as storytellers, you as anybody who is sharing creative thoughts and ideas in any form, it changes the quality of what you have to say. So when you start having deeper insights about people, your songs indirectly will probably become a little bit deeper, a little bit harder hitting because they might be a bit more relatable to real under the cover feelings. That is very special. And those are the things that really connect. And when our songs connect with other people and with us, we tend to love them because they feel good. They feel like they have some kind of purpose or that they're actually working, or it's like, yeah, you get that too? Yes, so do I. Let's high five on it or something like that. I don't know. Whatever your version is of celebrating, connecting with others. And yeah, I don't know. That's the beauty of music. That's the beauty of art. It's the beauty of just sharing our hearts through these stories. And that's what the space is all about. And I hope maybe that this podcast today helps you just think about that a little bit more and maybe feel inspired to be a bit riskier in the questions that you ask, like we talked about last time, and being open to going a bit deeper. But the follow-up to that is it's almost, I would say, maybe even a little bit more challenging to just sit and listen to the response and leave the space to maybe not have anything to say right away or at all afterwards, and just see what happens. See what happens when you just tune your ears a little bit more, and with what they give you, sit with it, see how it feels, and then trust your instincts that you will know what best to ask from there, or to call it a day and move on and go grab a cup of tea and keep drinking and writing more songs. So there you go. And in the spirit of listening, something I've been noticing for those of you who use Facebook is there's been a variety of different features that seem are enabled, whether people are in groups or they follow pages or any of these things where you can at highlight or at followers or at everyone, and it will send a notification or a tag when a post is made by somebody, if they've done that to like everybody who follows a group. Now, I've noticed this in the last week or so. I don't know if this is just a brand new feature, but that it can, a lot of people have been tagging me in things and people that I don't even really know. And I didn't even realize I was even following pages. And it's just like tons of people are doing that. And it can be a bit overwhelming. And I saw a few posts of friends kind of talking about this and being a bit frustrated with that feature and being like, oh my gosh, like, this is pretty much a guaranteed way that I will not go look at and listen to whatever you're sharing. So with that in mind, I wanted to ask everyone's honest thoughts on this, because every Thursday in the Facebook community group, when I post these podcasts, I do use that at everyone in the group just so that everyone sees it. That's something I've been doing for quite a while. But I'd love to hear if it is something that you actually find annoying, then I won't do it anymore. So for me, I've just thought it was one of those things that just helps it be seen by everybody, because algorithmically stuff just doesn't really show up sometimes. So I think that's ideally what these things were kind of designed to help spread awareness, but I can totally see how they get abused. And when people see them all the time, it kind of shuts the response off to look at all. So just wanted to hear anyone who's feels free to share your thoughts on that, because if it is annoying, then I definitely will not do that. But if it is helpful for you to find these and the posts that I make in the Facebook group, then that makes sense. So ears are open. I'm listening for what everybody thinks on that. And then lastly, coming up into March here, we're going to pivot and change gears. We're going to start having a bunch of more guests come on. It's been a little while since I've had somebody on as a guest, and I always love having guests. And the next person coming up, I have alluded to in the past, her name is Sabah Mirza. And Sabah is going to come in and talk to us a little bit about just work around values and what are these kind of governing things, like our core values that help us make decisions. They help us choose how to act in everyday conversations or what we do or what we go towards. And she's brilliant. And I can't wait for you to hear about what she does. And it's going to be something where I'll put up a question in those lines just to kind of see where you all are sitting at with that idea right now. And if there's any questions that you might have for her about values, about how you figure them out, and anything on your mind, I'll have an opportunity for questions to be submitted, and I will ask them to her so we have something to use in real time for our interview. But beyond that, there's going to be an opportunity for those in the member group, the Write Songs You Love membership group, to actually be in a follow-up session with Sabah where we can actually go through a workshop together. So if that is something interesting to you, for all the members, that's coming. We'll have some more information on that soon. If you're not a member and you would like to join in on things like that, that kind of scenario where guests who come on the podcast may come on and then also do a workshop with people who are there, that's a benefit of that space. So if you want to become a member, you can just go to the Substack, Write Songs You Love Substack page, and subscribe there. There's an upgrade to paid situation in that, which also involves a monthly call and cool workshops like this coming up, and there's going to be some more fun stuff in the future. So if that is exciting, head over there, do that thing, and you'll be in. Otherwise, lots of fun stuff coming up. I would love to hear how this episode made you feel, if it's going to inspire you to try anything in terms of your listening or your question asking. And like always, I so appreciate the thoughts that you share in the group or responding back to the newsletters with your thoughts. It's always super helpful and really great to expand, as Prin was saying, just different points of view, better understanding, and ultimately, that's what this is all about. We share, we play songs, we express ourselves for greater understanding of ourselves and others, and that's a magical thing unto itself. So with that, I hope you have the day you need, as former guest Dana Halley always likes to say. And looking forward to catching you next time with Sabah. All right, take it easy.